Listen carefully, very carefully. You can hear the seagulls at home park. They're here to pick out the remains of Tranmere Rovers, heartily beaten, without a manager, without a defence. All they showed was a goalkeeper. If it wasn't for John Achterberg, it would have been double figures, no question. He was on fire early to keep out Marino Keith, and then on 6 minutes, the first of the rout came. David Frio, a corner was cleared. Gilbert, who had a superb game at left back, a cross, a header by Mickey Evans, and Frio from a tight angle inside the 6 yard box. Stonebridge put in the clear by Marino Keith again, showing Achterberg why he was one of the best rated keepers in the division. Frio, a header from a corner, a reaction save from the Dutchman, and then he kept out Marino Keith again from another quality Gilbert cross. Stonebridge following up, tipped the crossbar. The lead was doubled on 39 minutes. Paul Watson with a free kick touch to him. It was a trademark thunderbolt for his second of the season. We needed another before half-time, before Tranmere could regroup, and got it. Peter Gilbert, his first for the club, running from deep. After a superb interchange with Ian Stonebridge, Gilbert continued into the area and rammed the ball home. The 3 points were already assured for the Pilgrims, and they continued no let-up after the break. Stonebridge and Gilbert again linking for 3 passes. Stonebridge crossing, and Marino Keith was there for a header. There was a miss in between all this action. Stevie Adams could only hit the crossbar from 30 yards, but on 56 minutes, it was 5. Mickey Evans beating a challenge inside the box, using his strength to good effect. And there was even time for a 6. Nathan Lowndes on as a substitute, putting through a through ball for David Norris to outstretch his left foot and beat the dejected Achterberg. The afternoon summed up by fullback Roberts, who was just happy to kick one loose ball downfield as far as he could out of the stadium. Remember last season when Argyle beat Peterborough by 6-1? It was the lowest crowd of the season. It was the lowest crowd of this season, 7,610. The previous worst drubbing from Tranmere was on the 30th of August, 1958. They wish they'd never come to Plymouth today. It finished Plymouth Argyle 6, Tranmere Rovers 0.